Good evening. Hope everyone's doing well. I have a story that I would like to share. Now, this story may seem familiar, but believe me, it is not. So sit back. Was the night before Christmas, and the party was lit. Bottles were empty, all drank quite a bit. Henny, Quimas, dancing in wine. Mom's gonna flip when I wake her at 9. The cousins and kinfolk all sleep in our beds, while visions of smartphones all dance in their heads. Mom passed out completely. The kids are finally asleep. And for one quiet moment, there wasn't a peep. When all of a sudden, I heard quite a clatter. Rattle. I got up to see what's the matter. A man in a red suit crouched down by the tree. I was surprised to see him. He's surprised to see me. But before I can speak, he puts up a finger and says, "Shh, don't wake the others. There's no time to linger. You gotta move quick. If you don't mind, Donna and Blitz are waiting outside." My brow starts to furrow, but I let him proceed. "You must listen to Santa. This is Christmas Eve." With his big duffel bag bursting with toys, he heads to the back door to the next girls and boys. I say, "Kringle, hold up. One question, forgive me. Why didn't you choose to leave through the chimney?" I look under the tree, expecting presents galore. "Wait, there are fewer here than there were before." He spins, smashing bottles with his big red sack. That's when I yelled, "Hey! We're getting jacked!" I take off in pursuit, out the door, through the mess. By now the whole house is awake in distress. Out on the street, a van awaits at a distance. I hear,
"Start the van, Donna. Open the door, Blitzen."
I leap for Santa's duffel as he hurdles the fence. I'll fly packages, boxes, and presents. Santa jumps in the van. The bandits squeal away, but leaves with no haul on this holiday. As morning comes around, commotion turns into good cheer as my family and I return all the stolen gear. But never again was Saint Nick seen in our hood. I suppose he was sent to the North Pole for good.